Robert Gearhart told authorities that on the evening of June 11th this year, he, his wife, and a friend polished off two bottles of R&R whiskey at their home in Manicotic. Gearhart's five daughters and two other young girls were camping outside the house in a tent. At around 3 in the morning, a noticeably intoxicated Gearhart took a heater out to the girls. Then a few hours later, he crawled back into the tent and forcibly had sex with a 16-year-old girl while the rest were sleeping. The victim said the encounter lasted several minutes before other girls woke up to the noise and ran in to tell their mother, who called the troopers. Gearhart panicked, grabbed a scoped hunting rifle, and fled in a skiff on the Weary River. Eventually, he beached the boat, was arrested, and charged with second-degree sexual abuse of a minor. Gearhart has remained in custody since that arrest. Last week, he was before Judge Patricia Douglas to enter a plea.
How do you plead to attempted sexual abuse of a minor in the second degree?
Guilty.
Gearhart will remain in custody until his sentencing late next March. Another case was resolved similarly this month. 20-year-old Paul Peter Hobson Jr. of Cockanock was also before Judge Douglas to enter a plea.
As to attempted sexual assault in the second degree, Mr. Hobson, how do you plead?
Guilty.
All right.
Hobson assaulted a 16-year-old girl in a village near Cockanock last January. A small group of friends had done a little too much drinking on a Friday night. The victim went to a spare bedroom and went to sleep, but woke up to find Hobson assaulting her. She kicked and punched him off of her and went home and reported the assault. Hobson told authorities he had drank a case of beer and had had four or five shots of hard alcohol that night. He apologized profusely and admitted that he must have done it, but also said that he had blacked out from the alcohol and didn't remember it. You may have noticed that both Gearhart and Hobson pled guilty to attempted crimes, though their victims were most certainly assaulted or abused. Speaking with regards to the Hobson case, Clint Campion, a deputy district attorney at the Anchorage DA's office, says that it's a measured trade-off that can be corrected come sentencing.
You're right, he didn't attempt to commit the offense. We believe he did actually commit the offense, but for purposes of facilitating a plea agreement, we made the one-level charge reduction, and we'll ask for him to be sentenced for his conduct, which is not an attempted offense, but a completed offense. And so the advantage to Mr. Hobson is that he reduces the sentencing range slightly. The advantage from our perspective is that the victim does not have to go through a trial. There's certainty in terms of the conviction, and then it's a matter of whatever sentence the judge feels is appropriate.
The mother of Hobson's victim spoke in court after he pled guilty and later during an interview, asking not to be identified by name. She says she was shocked to learn that Hobson would plead guilty to just attempting to assault her daughter, but in the end, she's glad to have the case almost behind them.
We want it to close, because bringing up that night again over and over again is like a damn nightmare. Every time a so-called court hearing thing comes, if we tell her a week before, her grades go down and she just is very emotional during that time until after. And then she gets back up again, and then it goes back down again.
The victim's mother said that she, too, was a victim of sexual abuse when she was a child. She says it's too often viewed as commonplace, and it should be overlooked or just ignored, and that many victims don't see justice in court because they give up the fight while waiting for trial or give in to local pressure to change their story. She says more victims and victims' families need to come forward and speak up. She says the pain she's watched her daughter go through is unacceptable.
She's a bright kid that her soul got violated. I mean, being a kid, you're supposed to have fun and you don't get violated. I mean, I should know because I was molested when I was a kid and I know that feeling.
The Hobson case followed a frustrating yet all too familiar path. The felony charge against him was reduced to a misdemeanor to give Dillingham prosecutors time to present to a grand jury in Anchorage for an indictment. When that charge was reduced, so was Hobson's bail, from $15,000 to $0, and he was released from custody. By April, a grand jury indicted Hobson on the felony charge, but for some amount of time, he remained out of custody. In October, by the time it looked like a deal had been reached, the case was calendared and later delayed six times before Hobson finally pled guilty on November 7th. The victim's mother says it seems the court made every accommodation available for Hobson, with no sympathy for what all these hearings did to the victim and the family.
And it's like, geez, what happened to the victim? Where's the victim? I'm just mad. I'm just sad and mad at the world right now. I'm sorry.
She and her daughter will have a chance to speak again before Hobson is sentenced in February, 13 months almost to the day the assault was committed. Judge Douglas will sentence Hobson to between 2 and 12 years in prison on the Class C felony charge. Robert Gearhart faces the same amount of prison time, also on a Class C felony charge, and will be sentenced at the end of next March. Both men will be required to register as sex offenders for the next 15 years. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.